Hey guys, this is Daniel from the Anti Deep State Party, social1776.com. Anyways, I am going to be doing a recording of Alex Jones talking to Francis Boyle. I just wanted you guys to hear this interview here. It's about the COVID vaccine and how to say no to it if your job threatens you or anything like that. Anyways, I'm going to switch it over here, and we're going to go live with the Alex Jones Show.
Growing strength in the air, we shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches, we shall fight on the landing grounds, we shall fight in the fields and in the streets, we shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
Live from Freedom Command Central, it's the Alex Jones Show.
All right, we really appreciate him taking time off from his busy class schedule. Dr. Francis Boyle is a renowned lawyer, author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Law, major contributor to the UN World Law. Also, he prosecuted Slobodan Milosevic and others in The Hague for war crimes. And I'm not going to go over his whole bio. He's an author, a researcher, went to the same PhD at Harvard that Henry Kissinger and like one select person goes through a year when they're being tutored or given tutelage for the New World Order. And he came out and pointed out this was a biological weapon program out of the Chinese, Wuhan, with Bill Gates, with others. Fauci probably leaked. A high-level State Department official has now come out and said that that's the information they have just yesterday. And so he predicted basically everything we're seeing. Now we've got even NPR coming out, but I've got mainline scientists saying that what these vaccines do, whether it's the viral vector delivery system of AstraZeneca or it's the mRNA of Pfizer and Moderna, is turn your cell into an engine of viruses, and that it also will cause autoimmune disorders. It'll cause cytokine storms, and now we're seeing that massive death unfolding. And we're seeing way more deaths from Pfizer and from Moderna than even AstraZeneca. I'm not defending AstraZeneca. I'm just saying they seem to be scapegoating that, at least for now. And so he's deep in the literature. He studies it constantly. The drills that Bill and Melinda Gates had of this exact scenario, Crimson Contagion, a year before Event 201, daring it to cover up what they were doing. That's why I think it was purposeful. He postulated, you know, that at least it was leaked. Top scientists scanned it and said it was manufactured. And so this is a jigsaw puzzle here of insanity, a global takeover, just absolutely out of control. But also he's a constitutional lawyer, and he could speak to them saying, you've got to have this vaccine to travel. Because they're saying, oh, if you're unvaccinated, you're going to cause the plague to spread. But they admit, oh, actually, if you're vaccinated, you still got to wear a mask, still got to social distance. Doesn't protect you. Well, Boyle said that a year ago. He said, any vaccine cannot be for this. This is based on a common cold. That's why they never had one. Well, now they admit that. So now they're saying dozens of vaccines. It was five vaccines 6 months ago. Now it's dozens to leave your house. So this is just madness on a scale never before dreamed of. So Dr. Boyle, if you could recap where we are, what you predicted accurately so far, and how people also have a notice to the system of their rights via the Geneva Convention and Nuremberg Code and more, not to go under experimental vaccination. Now they're going after newborn babies, pregnant women. I mean, this is just the greatest exercise of evil I've ever imagined in my lifetime. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Boyle.
Well, thank you for having me on again, Alex, and my best to your viewing audience again. And yes, we're in a terrible situation now. Before we go on, I did want to respond to your viewers and thank them. I hear from large numbers of them. They're always very polite, courteous, and I do the best I can to give them my advice. But one of the things your viewers asked me for, several, was something that they can use in their personal lives to resist these Franken-shots, because there's no other word for them. Vaccines, that's baloney, that's propaganda. So what I did was sat down and I drafted a notice. I sent you the notice. very short, very brief notice, and you have my permission to circulate that notice on your webpage or your email or whatever, just saying, you know, I hereby assert my rights under the Nuremberg Code of Medical Experimentation to refuse to take this vaccine, which I tried to just be neutral there, or to administer it to anyone else. And then to get their attention, I put in the United States government prosecuted, convicted, and executed Nazi doctors for violating the Nuremberg Code of Medical Experimentation. I figured that would be enough to get everyone's notice, and there might be a pause here before you are either forced to take this vaccine or, if you're a healthcare worker, to administer it. And then,
sir, just interrupt quickly because you raised this. Should I take your phone numbers out of here? I mean, that's gracious of you as a lawyer to do this, but if we post this, you're going to get 5,000 phone calls.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's fine. I don't care because, you know, generally I prefer being responded to by email. It's easier for me to do than phone calls. But I'd
well, that's very gracious of you, sir. Well, then, okay, we will post this in the live show feed article today, and people should circulate this and share it, and other lawyers should pick it up as they notice. We should spend some time explaining the Geneva Convention, Nuremberg Code, because this is literally what this is. Please continue.
Right, and then accompanying the notice is an interview I gave for about 20 minutes explaining it line by line. So I would recommend that you post both the notice and the accompanying interview.
Yes, sir, absolutely.
It.
We will post that right now.
That would save me a lot of time because I don't have to review all this with everyone who gets in touch with me. But I did make this expressly at the request of your viewing audience. It's now in circulation. I've been told it's in widespread circulation with U.S. military forces. It's in circulation there with healthcare workers, African Americans, and others. So you can fight back originally. And it seems to me if you show my notice at the beginning saying that the United States government prosecuted and executed German doctors for violating the Nuremberg Code on Medical Experimentation, everyone's going to say, whoa, wait a second. But it's true. And that's what happened. And that is why I drafted it very short, very sweet, and leave it that way. Now, putting that aside, if that'll cause, I think, people to think first before forcing you to do anything. And we'll give you some time, if necessary, if they go ahead and say, well, sorry, you know, you got to do this anyway. Hopefully you'll have time to get a hold, contact a lawyer near where you live. I'm not licensed to I'm only licensed to practice law in one state of the union. So I can't represent people all over the country, but I can work with your attorneys. And what you would have to do with your attorney is first show him or her, the attorney, my notice and the accompanying interview. And then the additional materials I just sent to Alex, he has my permission to put them on the webpage and circulate them. Have the attorney look at these materials. And then the attorney will have to research the state law and the state constitution in which you live. Because, for example, some states have expressly incorporated the Nuremberg Code on medical experimentation, like California. And, I'm not authorized to represent anyone except one state. So I have to work with a local lawyer.
I understand. We've got to go to break. I want to come back. You're gracious to do this. You're fighting hard. I want to get into the latest, the unfolding massive medical experimentation, the deaths, what their plan is, why you think they're this crazed to carry something out like this. And then the big picture, for those that aren't an international top bioweapons lawyer, you're the top guy, admittedly, out of two or three people, why they would violate the Nuremberg Code of Geneva Convention. This is well-known international law, the most known probably the most famous, and this is 101 a violation. Like if I walked up to an innocent woman and shot her in the head at the grocery store in front of 100 people, I'm going to go to death row. I mean, this is like burning down a church with gasoline on the news. It's illegal. This is totally out of control. No debate. Then what in the hell is Bill Gates doing? And why aren't we stopping him? We'll be right back with Dr. Francis Boyle. Stay there.
Hey, everybody.
As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge. We mean down your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, oh, talk about blasting off of sleep. It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest. It's so popular, we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, Down and Out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and Out, InfoWarsStore.com.
I love the Patriot Blend Wake Up America coffee. I just love it. I can't get enough of it. We've got a fresh brew right now. That's what fills my mug. That's what fills my belly. That's what fills my soul. Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Folks, we have had this coffee for years at InfoWarsStore.com. Years. Never raised the price. Never. The Wake Up America Blend, the best coffee. The crew here loves it. We drink it every day. And of course, that's just one of the great ways you can support InfoWars here. Everybody drinks coffee, or just about everybody. Why not support InfoWars and keep the coffee supply at your house with the Wake Up America Patriot Blend. Of course, read all the great reviews. Pretty much perfect review there. 4.9 star. When you have thousands of reviews, it's impossible to have a perfect review unless literally everybody gives it 5 star. So, I mean, if you have 4.9, that's pretty much everybody who gives it a 5 star, except maybe one or two people. Patriot Blend, 100% organic coffee, only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
My enemies are your enemies. They're the globalists. They're the exterminists. They are a consortium of mad scientists, pedophiles, control freaks, devil worshippers, vampires, whatever you want to call them, that are highly predatory and are setting up a false fantasy land system of constant bombardment of propaganda, drugs, and electromagnetic radiation to change the very DNA of the human species, to mutate us into a form that they can control like a pawn on a chessboard. The bottom line is they want to play God. They are playing God, and the noose is only going to tie it around our necks from here on out. So many other people want to be positive. They want to put out fake news and want to only cover limited amounts of what's happening with the New World Order. But at the end of the day, it's all about depopulation. It's all about world government. It's all about the end of human system as we know it. And on its ashes, a nightmare being built. Only admitting it can turn it around and stop it.
Every product you hear me on air advertising, we have it in stock in our warehouse in Austin, Texas. Every product. So if you order it, we've got it. It ships out in a couple days, sometimes the same day. Listeners get confused when they hear me talk about the fact that the supply chain's breaking down and it's future orders. It's product we're trying to reorder to get back in that we're having trouble with. I mean, I'm talking about double, triple, quadruple delivery times. And it's across not just the supplement, vitamin, mineral industry. It's across every industry. So the globalists have successfully devastated the economy. That's why I'm saying you need to visit InfoWarsStore.com today and get high-quality supplements while you still can and storable food at InfoWarsStore.com because we have it in stock. It's ready to ship. But with the supply chain breakdowns, prices are going up, availability is going down, and it's just crazy. So please get products while you still can and support the InfoWar, InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I see the girls walk by dressed in
So, medical tyranny in the last 150 years has really been the main mode. We saw the Soviet Union, we saw Nazi Germany, Communist China, those things that are just off the chart today. Animal-human cloning, you name it. Look at what we've got going on with the Wuhan lab, with a major State Department expert on bioweapons coming out saying they believe it came out of Wuhan. Well, that's something Dr. Boyle said here over a year ago. Dr. Francis Boyle, again, lawyer, professor, author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Law. This is a nine-minute segment, longer segments coming up. But before we get into the latest developments of the vaccines and what's happening and all of this and the deaths and the countries banning them and the big tech censoring anybody that criticizes it or covers, you know, people dying from it, just pulling back, because as a professor, you like to cover what you can prove, and as a lawyer. But Dr. Boyle, why would Gates and the UN and all them launch all this and do all this? And why would Big Pharma endanger themselves, even if they have liability protection? Now there's criminal investigations in California and Italy, because that's outside of civil protection and immunity. If people know what it's going to do, it's, you're the lawyer, but it's criminal, correct? What are they? You know, why did Merck pull out of the whole vaccine program and say 2 months ago, you can't create a vaccine for this, just as you said a year ago? So why did Merck pull out? What do they know that others don't know? This just seems like such a reckless, insane gamble by Bill Gates and Fauci and the whole medical industrial complex.
Well, it goes back to what I've said before, that we are seeing a Nazi mentality at work here. You see it in today's New York Times, where they're going to be testing these Frankenshots out on children. It's reminiscent of what Dr. Mengele did at Auschwitz with the children there and his experiments there. It's directly on point. What more can I say? The Nuremberg Code on medical experimentation requires animal experimentation first. They are not doing that. They are experimenting on human beings first. Well, that's what we have to understand here. They are treating us and now children and now pregnant women as their guinea pigs. It's that simple. And yes, violation of the Nuremberg Code on medical experimentation is a violation of international criminal law today as we speak. And again, I drafted this notice for common, ordinary, everyday people to use. I'm happy to work when you get a lawyer. I'm happy to consult with your lawyer. And it's been drafted in a way that it can be used all over the world. Anyone who wants to use it can use it. For that reason. But I explained that.
Sure, my question is, why are they going for broke now? You're absolutely right. You predicted it all. Well, tell us what comes next then. These people are insane.
Well, you could say the Nazis were insane, but, to get that PhD at Harvard, I had to study all about Nazi Germany. And, these are, human beings. They were evil. And that's pretty much what we are dealing with today. The COVID, we have to understand right at the beginning, if you read anything at all about this going on in the news media, no one will admit that what we are dealing with here is an existentially dangerous, offensive, biological warfare agent that has been DNA genetically engineered to have gain-of-function properties, making it more lethal, more infectious. It has HIV DNA genetically engineered into that, and it has been aerosolized by means of nanotechnology, and that all came out of the Wuhan BSL-4 in cooperation with the University of North Carolina BSL-3. And no one admits that. No one wants to deal with that. No one has come to grips with that. Now they're coming up with this cover story. Oh, well, it might have been vaccines that they were trying to make there in the Wuhan BSL-4. That's baloney. The Wuhan BSL-4 is China's Fort Detrick. It's that simple. That's why they made it. They figured the Americans have a Fort Detrick. So, fine, we're going to have a Fort Detrick. So that's what they do at these labs, is research, development, test, hideous, every type of hideous Nazi biological warfare weapon you can possibly
imagine. Sure, well, you've been dead on for the 20 years I've been interviewing you, at least about 19 to 20 years. But how the hell did you guess all this exactly as it unfolded? I guess just deep research? I guess that's what you do.
That's correct, Alice. In 1983, the Council for Genetics was founded in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and it was a lot of friends of mine from Harvard and MIT, some of the and other biologists, and some of the top biologists in the world and the most ethical. And they asked me to get involved in their anti-biological warfare work. So that's how long I've been dealing with these issues. And that is how long I've been opposing these Nazi death scientists like Fauci. Fauci was put in there right around 1984, 1985 by the Reagan administration under the influence of their neoconservatives who support offensive biological warfare weapons.
So he really is the prime mover from what I've seen day one, right around the time you got up to speed on this. He is inserted by these people, and it seems like he just appears everywhere that the bad stuff is happening.
He's their front man and their organizer, right. Reagan and the neocons put him in charge of this because the neocons are in favor of biological warfare. And at the beginning of the Reagan administration, under the influence of the neoconservatives, I'm not saying, you know, President Reagan really knew what was going on, okay, but under the influence of the neoconservatives.
That's true. The horrible thing Reagan did was giving liability protection. Let's just, yeah, it was a horrible thing.
Right, but under the influence of the neoconservatives, they began to abuse DNA genetic engineering to research, develop, and manufacture and stockpile biological weapons, and that's what I got involved in. Just maybe.
And you explained their cover for bioweapons to get around the treaties is they call it a treatment, but then they have to engineer every possible thing under the sun. So they're actually making bioweapons in the name of finding treatments for things that didn't exist till they made them.
That's correct. And that's what a lot of this emerging infectious diseases is all about. If you read about, well, someone's an expert on emerging infectious diseases, right? They've emerged out of that person's biological warfare weapons lab. Right. That's probably what
happened. Well, that's the classic thing. They produce it, then they become the hero that fights it.
That's correct. And they also make money off of it, too. And look at the enormous sums of money at stake here with pharma and Fauci. Fauci's got patents on all these biowarfare agencies.
Vaccines.
Right.
Well, absolutely.
Right.
How can he be the spokesman globally for all this, or Bill Gates, when they're heavily invested in all of it? This is literally them having controlled bioweapon releases that then they get rich and get all the power off of. Incredible. Stay right there, Dr. Francis Boyle. Two more segments. I want to drill into the vaccines, what they're doing, and how they're trying to suppress the death and disease coming from it. And if they were just going to make money off a vaccine, why do they make it a placebo? Why is it so deadly? Well, I guess they're going to make money off of that, or say it's a new bioweapon when people get sick off the vaccine. There's something big hiding here. We're going to figure it out straight ahead. I'm not. Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta. And you go into the point of being cold, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with a third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying, and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil,
thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on there 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Dr. Francis Boyle's our guest. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I'm going to take a little bit of the next hour. John Rappaport's coming up because I want to get to that special report that I promised we would. But listen, guys, I didn't get a PhD at Harvard like he did on globalism, but I did really get into studying world history because I was into comic books. I was an avid reader by about six. By about 9 or 10, I started reading history books. By the time I was about 15, I was reading, you know, stuff that people were reading at college. And it was so interesting. And then I started seeing parallels in our world to it, so I got into talk radio. Well, there's not parallels here. In the early 1940s, the Nazis did the exact same type of stuff, but at a lower tech level that's happening now. That's what Dr. Boyle's saying. He's prosecuted people for these war crimes successfully. So it's not like we just got some random professor, some random lawyer, some random guy with a doctorate on. He's laying it out. He predicted a year ago what's happening now. And it's not about, oh, isn't he great? He wishes he was wrong. I'll guarantee you. We can ask him. But what is Bill Gates? What is Moderna? What is Pfizer? What is AstraZeneca? What is Johnson & Johnson's thinking? When I know a bunch of people who've had their family die if they took it or had convulsions and almost died, when lawyers that I know are having people wanting to sue, when a bunch of the crew has family that's taken these vaccines and couldn't get out of bed for a week, and then they admit, does it protect you? Well, every other vaccine at least had some partial protection. Why suddenly have they said you still got to wear a mask? You still can't go out. We're still going to bring it because it's about control. And so why would they roll something out like this, lock everything down? Well, China made more billionaires than all countries combined last year. All the big tech companies got double or more of their wealth in the last year. So I know Dr. Boyle says, well, probably accidental out of the lab. But we know it came out of the lab. Well, I see it as on purpose. They're in trouble. This is happening. Globalism is in trouble. It gets released. The media covers it up. They censor their opposition. and then they roll out a depopulation operation. But regardless, we're here. So, Dr. Boyle, I could ask a lot of questions, but instead, the time we have in this segment, the next, get into whatever you want to talk about, the vaccines, the numbers coming out. Again, even the New York Times admits, okay, NPR admits, yeah, these vaccines are probably going to lower your immunity to other natural things, and I'll show you a document after that. And, yeah, it'll probably turn you into a factory of new deadly strains. I mean, here's NPR. COVID-19 vaccines could add fuel to evolution of coronavirus mutations. And then I've got this big top scientist, one of the top guys in the world, Grit von Bosch, says, top vaccine scientist warns the world, halt all COVID-19 vaccinations immediately, or uncontrolled monster will be unleashed. And that's what they're all talking like. This is a pro-vaccine guy, by the way. They're not normally talking like this, Dr. Boyle. Let me show you one more piece of evidence. This is out of the Center for Strategic International Studies with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, November 2019. And this is their whole program, Ending the Cycle of Crisis and Complacency in the U.S. Global Health Security. It's part of the Crimson Contagion operation, predicting it. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, one of the main funders. I'll show you a shot right there for TV viewers, guys. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And it says right here on page 17, advances in biotechnology may foster the development of these new vaccines and therapeutics, but they also pose an additional risk. As scientists develop and apply new biotechnologies, they may increase the transmissibility and pathogenicity of naturally occurring microbes. With these changes come greater biosafety and biosecurity concerns and the rising possibility of accidental or intentional exposure to people, animals, or environment to dangerous and novel microbes, what you're saying they make, and even the initiation of a global pandemic. Then it goes on to say even more. I read this, sir. They're admitting it all before they did it. You're an expert on them. Why the hell are they bragging about what they were planning?
Well, Alex, first let me give you an idea of what we are facing. I agree with you. We're fighting World War III here, and now it's a two-front war. First, it was against COVID-19, and I'm not trying to excuse the Chinese government. This was a predictable leak. I've been saying that for years. And then China, this communist dictatorship, covered it up right from the very get-go, clearly a crime against humanity. They could have brought it under control immediately, and they did not. And then the second front of World War III we're fighting are these Frankenshots. It's sort of like World War II, starting with the Japanese attack at Pearl Harbor, and then Hitler declared war on us, and we're fighting a two-front war. Humanity is fighting the two-front war. Now, let me give you an estimate here of what a catastrophe these Frankenshots could be. I came to the pro bono defense of Captain Dr. Yolanda Hewitt Vaughn, who refused to give Frankenshots for biological warfare weapons in the run-up to Gulf War I because they violated the Nuremberg Code on medical experimentation. And I helped defend her pro bono starting in February 1991. I went down three times to Fort Leonard Wood for her court-martial. We had a big press conference down there, satellite dish, and I accused the President Bush Sr., Cheney, Secretary of Defense, Schwarzkopf and Colin Powell, inflicting a Nuremberg crime on our own troops. That went out nationwide, even to the White House, where they heard it and they were quite upset. Later, Senator Rockefeller held hearings, and at the end of the hearings, he said the same thing. These violated the Nuremberg Code on medical experimentation. That's the same for these Frankenshots.
And to your credit, you helped get it stopped. So the good news is we've stopped this before. We can do it again.
Right. But the bottom line is, within about 2 years, I realized we had a humanitarian catastrophe on our hands. Out of 500,000 U.S. troops who were forcibly inoculated with the original Frankenshots, 11,000 were killed and 100,000 were disabled. And those were healthy young men and women in our armed forces. Okay? So you can extrapolate from there, Alex, what is going to happen here? Just extrapolate when they're going to give these Franken shots to everyone. You take the figures I just gave you, 500,000 inoculated, 11,000 killed, and 100,000 disabled, healthy young men and women in our armed forces. This is going to be a catastrophe.
So let's extrapolate. They want to vaccinate everybody on Earth. Let's say they only get 6 billion, not 7.5 billion the next year. If we use comparable numbers, doctor, we got 11,000 out of 500,000 dead. They admit that number. Then what is a comparable average out of that?
I'm not even going to bother. What I am saying, Alex, this is the floor, not the ceiling, of what we are facing. Because these Franken shots are even more dangerous than the two that Captain Dr. Yolanda Hewitt Vaughn opposed. So the sky's the limit. I've given you the floor. I guess you can have your numbers people figure all that out. Just try to figure out.
So you're giving us a floor, not a ceiling. We're talking about the greatest genocide in history.
Well, I think, yeah, as I said, humanity's fighting a two-front war here against COVID-19. First, the offensive biological warfare weapon, existentially dangerous, predictably coming out of that Wuhan Fort Detrick that China covered up and could have contained immediately if they hopped to it, and they refused to do that. And now against the Franken shots, right. So we're in a two-front World War III here. There's no doubt in my mind about it, and thank you for letting me come on here and describe it. I'm not trying to shock anyone or anything like that. I'm just trying to give you the truth as I see it, having worked on these matters professionally since 1983.
Well, absolutely. Do one more segment with us and talk more about what you think we can do, more about waivers, more about how to say no, more about what governors, Congress could do. Because, again, you're the guy that wrote the U.S. Biological Weapons Law. You're the guy that got them to stop the anthrax shots and others. I mean, you've been there every step of the way. That's why we're so honored to have Dr. Francis Boyle. We'll tell you about, never asked me to do this, but some of his books and things, as well as some of his interesting bio when we come back. But this is just unbelievable. And I know what they're going to do. I've read the literature. So I'll give you my speculation on the other side. They got this figured out. This is cooked up. They're definitely using the crisis.
Listeners ask me all the time.
Sold out for 3 months, back in stock, Rain Force Plus. Rain Force Plus sold out for 3 months, back in stock, good, clean, strong mental clarity. It's not an energy pill. It is a clarity focus pill with the highest quality known ingredients that do it in a healthy, good way. It is amazing. So it doesn't have any of the bad come down. It is 50% off, free shipping, and it will continue at 50% off. It's the new sale. 50% off plus free shipping. Brainforce Plus sold out for 3 months, back in stock. And also buy a bottle for your wife or your husband or your neighbor or your boss or others. And then, you know, get them hooked on this high quality product. And that's how we get more customers, more listeners. And that keeps us on air despite all of the vicious clubless attacks that I will not waste your time going through. But believe me, they are legion. Doesn't matter. We are having a great effect. So God bless you. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
You cannot hide a grand assault. America is about to have its energy cut off, its borders destroyed, its dollar brought down to nothing. All of you that have served Satan, believe that you are on the right team. You're about to find out how pathetic you are. So I ask all of you who are awake and who love God, stop living in fear. The enemy is about to expose itself. The enemy can't help itself. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. We sit here as good people and get upset about that and try to stop it. We should, but once it comes through, once it hits us, once it's dominating us and raping us and attacking us, we just have to point out we tried to stop it. So prepare yourselves, America. You're going under judgment, just like all the children that were aborted. This is the truth. This is the InfoWar.
I sell supplements for two reasons. Because they work, they're real, they're powerful, and because it's a giant market. But again, why is there a giant market? Because it works. That's why it exponentially grows. So whether it's saw palmetto and other key ingredients in our prostate formula, Prostagard, or whether it is the super high-grade organic vitamin B12 in Ultra-12, or whether it's the PQQ or the CoQ10 in DNA Force, or the pure Deep Earth Crystal Iodine in X2, these are all the very best supplements you're going to find in an already great market of high-quality products out there. And it funds the InfoWar. So even if these products weren't high-quality, which they are, you're funding the InfoWars, you can't lose. InfoWars delivers in spades. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get the products today. And again, I want to thank you all for keeping us on air at InfoWarsStore.com.
I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on air 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, final segment with Dr. Francis Boyle, author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Law, one of the head Nuremberg lawyers in war crimes, global expert, contributed to world law massively. So you couldn't get a better expert on it. It's just true. He doesn't do any really a lot of other interviews. He's an author. He's a researcher. Just Google Francis Boyle. Francis A. Boyle, and you'll find out more. His latest book is Poems Against the Empire. He's written books on bioweapons, bioweapons law, exposed that the anthrax attacks were an inside job. It just goes on and on. I've been interviewing him again since right after 9/11. He began to came on the broadcast and expose the deep state's involvement. But pulling back here, the reason I'm really concerned is the recklessness of this. And I'll go back to this. Merck pulls out 2 months ago and says, you can't make a vaccine for this. And actually, this will create viruses. Exactly what Boyle and others said. Now it's mainstream news. 25 countries in Europe have pulled out. Over 100 worldwide have pulled out of different vaccines. India pulled out of the Merck, the Pfizer vaccine that was causing death. But still, our media goes ahead and Trump says there's no problem. It's totally safe. Take it on Fox Business. And it's one thing if Trump got bamboozled into it early on to reopen the economy. But now there's all this death and all these problems. This is a deal breaker for me with Trump. And I know he's not president now, but Fauci says we need Trump to come out and say take the shot. And then like a lap dog, he snapped your fingers and the dog gets, on its hind legs begging for a treat. Trump does it. I don't want to get into a Trump bashing fest here. It's just this is very worrying to me. So 2 points, doctor. Why do you think a good sign countries are pulling out? Good sign Merck pulled out. What do you think's going on there? But then why would the other companies double down? And then what do you think about Trump endorsing this Franken poison?
Yes, they're doubling down, I think, because they realize people are fighting back, Alex. And that's why I'm being here on your show. And I've been on your show since last February to fight back, to inform people what is actually going on here behind the scenes, because we all know our media lies to us. I mean, this is worse than the old Soviet Union. I've been over there. I lectured. And the people in the Soviet Union knew their media were lying to them, where unfortunately so few people here in America are aware of that. I learned that years ago during the Vietnam War when all the news media supported the Vietnam War. As for Trump, look, I'm not going to talk about Trump. Let's talk about Biden. I've been up against Biden twice, personally and directly, in his capacity of chair of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee on existential human rights matters concerning my own people, the Irish, this being St. Patrick's Day. And Biden sold us out twice to the British. The first time I beat Biden out, and the second time I stopped him and fought him to a draw. I am telling you now, Biden is going on this national tour. He has this new campaign. You can't believe one thing Biden is telling you. As for his chief of staff, Ron Klain, he was behind me at Harvard Law School. Ron Klain was Obama's Ebola czar, also behind me, Obama.
And let's slow down. That's key. The man you mentioned, they say, really runs the White House.
I think that's correct. I think that you've got a triumvirate of Harris, Klain, Jake Sullivan doing foreign affairs, and they consult behind the scenes with Pelosi and Schumer. Right. I'm afraid with Biden, we're sort of like we were with the second Trump administration. Everyone knows Trump had Alzheimer's. Sorry, that Reagan administration. Reagan had Alzheimer's in the second term.
So it's a true puppet administration.
Well, the truth is that Klain covered up the Ebola catastrophe for Obama. You can read my writings I've sent to you. That Ebola catastrophe came out of the U.S. government's Kenema BSL-4. They were testing out Big Pharma, an experimental Ebola vaccine that gave everyone Ebola and killed 12,000 black West Africans. And Klain covered it all up for Obama. And then second, worst of all, Obama ordered 2,500 members of U.S. Armed Forces right over there into Liberia, right in the hot spot where they could have been contaminated by Ebola as a propaganda stunt. Now, fortunately, from what I have read, no U.S. troops were contaminated over there in Ebola, but they were deliberately exposed. I mentioned you before, I was consulted on this by the late Congressman Walter Jones, who they were all his constituents.
Well, that's right. You warned about it while it was happening. It turned out it was you were accurate again, from whatever sources you have, that they remember they were trying to bring Ebola patients back to Texas and Georgia. What the hell was that about?
Right. Well, it's very dangerous. What could I say? But I discussed this at great length with Congressman Jones, and he to try to stop U.S. troops from being sent over there to the hot zone at the request of Obama and Klain, the order of Obama and Klain. And unfortunately, someone threatened Congressman Jones. It must have been a very powerful person, because Congressman Jones, as you know, was a senior Republican on the House Armed Services Committee, and Jones would no longer work with me. And I'm not criticizing Jones, but you know, he's no longer with us. I think he was a very courageous.
Absolutely. In closing, I know you don't want to bash Trump just to bash Trump. He's out of office now, but I agree. It's all a doubling down. Everyone that's now signed on to this, who wasn't originally a party to the evil, they now make themselves a party to evil, trying to cover it up. They need to come clean.
That's right. And the people like Fauci, who developed these Nazi biological warfare weapons, are now advising Biden and Klain on the Frankenshots, that now we have to take their Frankenshots as well. And Biden is going on the national tour. Harris is on the tour. Her husband's on the tour, trying to encourage everyone to take the Frankenshots. This is what we're facing, Ellis. You know, in closing, let me say this. I kid you not, we are facing a two-front war now, World War III on COVID-19. First, COVID-19 itself, and these Frankenshots. Under these circumstances, I would just encourage everyone to search your conscience and ask yourself, what can I do? I have talents here that I can use, that I can put to work to try to stop this and fight back on behalf of humanity. And yes, we're seeing people fighting back now against this. That's one of the reasons I appeared on your show originally last
Absolutely. February. And if people go to Infowars.com, they can see the live show feed today. with the title of the show, World Exclusive, Globalist Plan Controlled Into the World. By that, I mean the collapse of civilization. Watch live. If you scroll down, we have your waiver that you've written graciously with your information on that page for everybody with the legal information and your email right there. If it's not there, it will be added, but I do believe there it is. Absolutely. So there it is. Great job, crew. Getting that up from Dr. Francis A. Boyle. And they were nice and pulled out your name and stuff, not wanting to get you flooded. But no, it's important to have the legal notice, guys. So add his name and email back to that. And so thank you so much, Dr. Boyle. We will talk to you again as soon as you can. I know you've got full classes and the rest of it, but this is a global crisis. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Alex, for having me on. And I cannot underestimate the catastrophe that faces humanity today. It's just like after Pearl Harbor or something. We all have to volunteer here.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir. Yeah, folks, I can handle a lot of stuff. I have nerves of steel, okay? And I'm starting to crack up, okay? I mean, this is damn pure poison. Doesn't help anybody. It's pure evil. And I read about them giving it to newborn babies. I mean, I'm having a lot of problems. Next hour is coming up. I never got to our big report, Agenda 2035, to find. We're going to air part of it. It's on band.video. I'm going to air it on the show tomorrow because a lot of folks won't go to band.video. Millions listen to the show. This is their plan, their operation, a controlled collapse of the world as we know it. That's at band.video. It's also linked at the top of Infowars.com, the Agenda 2035 plan for the controlled collapse of the world system. It just could not be more vital. Agenda 2035, the post-human world, controlled planetary collapse. It needs 100 million views. We could save the planet if we were able to do it. Please don't forget, today is the last day for free shipping store-wide. Free shipping up to 50% off products like X2, X3, things like the Ultimate Krill Oils, 40% off with free shipping. And that's what funds our operation, plus their great products and the natural compounds God gave us that battles back against this. Vitamineral Fusion, the liquid multivitamin mineral, that's selling out. Still free shipping on that. And so much more. And what we just got back in is BrainForce Plus, our great nootropic. That'll continue 50% off with free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with hour number four.
As you know, we're always... For so long, a large portion of our audience thought that we were engaged in fear porn. They thought we were exaggerating. That's not happening now. People realize that we were telling you the truth about what was going on. Now, the majority of our audience were veterans and firefighters and police and business people. They'd already experienced the real world. They had seen what we were talking about for themselves, so they knew we weren't lying. But to a lot of folks, especially young people, that thought this was extreme or made up, now you realize it's not a joke. No, ladies and gentlemen, it's not a joke. And now that everything we've talked about is coming true, InfoWars is more important than ever. We're doing more good in a month staying on air than we used to do in 10 years. This is our time. The New World Order is out in the open, and we're going to end up beating them in the end. But I want to keep InfoWars in the mission and in the attack for truth and justice as long as possible. So please spread the word about the broadcast, and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got free shipping right now for only one more week. And who knows how long we'll be here. Just please take action now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, keep us on air. We'll continue to bring you the band guests. We'll continue to bring the information that no one else will touch. I'm going to get into some of that coming up here in the third hour. Keep us on air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. We're really excited to announce this, and quite frankly, I'm thrilled. We have a new sleep aid. We can't get enough sleep aids as far as I'm concerned. A new sleep aid at InfoWarsStore.com, down and out sleep support. This is a liquid tincture. Pretty much similar to the Rocket Rest that is so popular, but this is in a liquid tincture formula, so a little more easily absorbable, and the effects will be probably quicker. But I'm going to test this out for myself, and I'll give you a review. But a new sleep aid, down and out, is on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, It's Alex Jones.
Well, the article is up on Infowars.com. After several weeks in the hospital, 99-year-old Duke of Edinburgh, father of Prince Charles, was photographed looking like the Crypt Keeper, looking far worse than Joe Biden. And we're not wishing ill of the dead here. We are witnessing ill of the damned. He looks like the final scenes of The Hunger, where the vampire has lost his supposed immortality to the master vampire. Truly horrifying images. And this is somebody that gets the blood transfusions. This is somebody that says he wants to come back as a virus to kill the majority of us. And there he is looking deep into the pits of hell, a globalist, a world government promoter. And look how scared that soul looks as he prepares to enter Hades. And so they had a lot of fun with the memes, but it's actually deadly, deadly serious. Yeah, I mean, he looks about like the guy from The Hunger. There he is. And, of course, they do never die. They just turn into a zombie at the end and they get put into a tomb forever. So that's where the Duke of Edinburgh, let's put him back on screen. The Duke of Edinburgh, that's where Queen Elizabeth, that's where all of them are going. That's where Bill Gates is going with his father. He'll be joining his mother. That's where Ted Turner's going. That's where Oprah Winfrey's going. They're going to have all these evil goons and all this scum. Yeah, that's him like a year ago. Looking a little Count Dracula there, but having a little more fun. He is certainly enjoying himself. But let's show the new photos. There he is. We've got to blow that up. As he circles the intergalactic toilet bowl. And go back to the memes. There's some really good ones on the Infowars.com article. Everybody should go there. Everybody should check them out. Because that's where this old boy is going to be going. He sold out his country, but he's not even British. He's not even German. He's not even Transylvanian. Nobody really knows where those people that took over that area came from, but they're nasty, and they're evil, and they're sneaky. And he and his son, Prince Charles, are servants of the devil. They all love Jimmy Savile. They all think it's cute. They think children belong to them. They think that we're all just these animals they can rule over, but that is not the case, ladies and gentlemen. All right. I think I did a good job this morning. Well, let me finish up one point. That's the undead. All the science can keep him alive. But if Google and Facebook and Twitter CEOs and Ray Kurzweil think they're all going to stay alive because they have millions of dollars, the soul is going to give up the body. Christ gave up the ghost. And so that's like the portrait of Dorian Gray. And no matter what you do or what you say, you will not still be alive. That's why they're saying a man and a woman are bad, and you can't say that a man can't be a woman or a woman can't be a man, because they're going to have transhumans that are really machines that are corporate entities that have rights. And they'll say that somebody uploaded to that and gave all their money to that machine. That's really going to be a machine controlled by a big corporation with a back door. This is the big secret, that isn't alive and is controlled but has rights. And everyone will have to bow down to it and go along with it. So that's why you can't say trans this, trans that. That's why you're not allowed to say this, because they're going to say computers have rights. Robots have rights, because they're going to be these avatars of these supposedly dead people. And the big fraud is, oh, Ted Turner's still alive. Oh, James Cameron's still alive. Oh, Bill Gates is still alive, but they won't be. It'll just be a corporate machine that has a voice print of them, can sound like them, but isn't them. Because they want to pretend like they can escape death and escape judgment, and they will not escape death. They will not escape judgment. They will burn in hell. Burn in hell, Prince Philip. Burn in hell.
In the early 1990s, there was a really funny movie that came out called Wayne's World. Even before I had an Access TV show in the mid-1990s, I went and saw that movie and thought, man, that was fun. In fact, you speak out and have your own ideas, and even if you're a nerd, you're still entertaining because you're real. Well, What do they say in Wayne's World?
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
Every day when I cover these huge topics,